We'll get started. I wanted to welcome you all to Town Hall as we celebrate the one-year anniversary of municipal ownership of our water system. So, congratulations. We have a great program tonight. I think that these speeches we're going to hear tonight are going to help us all walk down memory lane as we recap the acquisition from inception straight through to present-day operations. There are five dedicated people from the town that will speak tonight on the acquisition process, and I think that these five folks, you'll agree, were central to the process that got us to where we are today. So I would note that it's important to note that just about everybody in this room played an important role, or roles in many instances, throughout this effort. So without all of you, the residents of Hingham, Hull, and North Cohasset would not be realizing the benefits of local municipal ownership that they enjoy today. So thank you all, certainly not just a few of us, but everybody I think in this room played a vital role in this success. So let's give yourselves a round of applause. So I have to do a few introductions because that's what we do in government. I will try to keep them brief. So before I introduce our first speaker, I wanted to take a moment and welcome our existing Select Board Chair, Joe Fisher, and Liz Klein. Bill Ramsey is unable to attend. He's on military duty, so we thank him for his service, but he was unable to join us tonight. We have State Rep Joan Moschino is in the audience. Thank you, Joan, for coming. Also, I wanted to point out Michelle Montsegur, our Assistant Town Administrator, is here, and our new Assistant Town Administrator for Operations, Mr. Art Robert, is in the room. So I told Art that this was going to be a one-way introduction to the 50 most important people in town. So Art is here, and feel free to come up and say hi to him one of these days. Okay, frankly, there are just too many dignitaries in this room to go beyond that, so I think we'll stop there. You know, I'd leave somebody out. However, I would like to certainly thank Sharon Perfetti and Heidi Gall in our office, as well as our maintenance team here at Town Hall, Jeff Peasy, Ray Hemmings, Chris Levitt, and Doreen Newcomb, for helping to prepare the building for this event. As always, they do great work. So, without further ado, I would like to bring our first speaker to the podium. Mr. Bruce Rebuffo was a Select Board member for 6 years, including during the nascent stages of the water system acquisition effort. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Bruce Rebuffo.
I hate these. All right, I had a book, the Bible, I was going to read from because that was a religious experience this started with. Some years ago, there was a man who ran for vice president of the United States. He was an admiral, no offense, John, in the Navy. And he started his speech with, "Who am I and why am I here?" He lost the election. So I thought, taking a cue from that, I would explain to you why I'm here and what was I thinking. A conservative capitalist, that's what I define myself as now. Couldn't say that before in Hingham, but now I can. And when I thought about, I thought what you'd be interested in hearing is, what was I thinking when this started? Laura and I, and I'm speaking partially for both of us because Laura is not a conservative capitalist. I thought you'd like to hear just what those thoughts were. So I'll start by, and I don't want you to think because I'm starting in 1982, we're going to go through all of the succeeding years, but back in 1982, I was a middle-level manager for New York Telephone Company, and the New York Times ran an ad, full page, about the lousy service that they got from the telephone company. Fast forward to the 2000s, and Laura and I, John Riley, to his great memory, recused himself, but Laura and I kept hearing from people about lousy service. And I remembered that the key to survival in the Bell system was service. And we had a meeting with, I forget his name now, but that's by intention. Okay, thanks, Laura. And he said he only got $1 million a year. $1 million a year he got for capital. So the people in Hull, as many of our Hull residents can attest, had the same complaints that we had. And that answer that he gave not only upset me, but it upset me because of my role in the utility industry back then. And to blow my own horn, if I may, because I don't run for office anymore, so I can do that. I testified before the Congress, and I've testified before the House of Commons and the House of Lords. And when they talked to us about business in all of both countries, it was about service. And we never got that service. So I kept thinking, what would make this be different? And while it was that service mindset that got to me, I became with the what really troubled me more than anything was when we raised the issue here in Hingham, we got no help, no offense, Joan, no help from the state, no help from any of the departments there, and we were on our own. And we started going down the road of what could we do and how could we do it. So then, being a former drill instructor in the United States Army who taught people how to throw grenades, I pulled the pin and I decided, let me share this great vision with some very wonderful people. So I'll mention some names of people who are not here, but people like Josh Krumholtz. There were some members of the Water Supply Committee who fought us tooth and nail, but then they came around at the end. And then there was a group of citizens who took offense at this venture we were saying where the town could run it. But it dawned on me as I pondered what to do that we had something called the light board. And that light board was something very, very successful. And that's when a monopolist conservative capitalist says, I think we can do this. Oh, and by the way, the town of Hingham will be the shareholders. And that attitude is what got me out of the box to think about how can we do this better. So my contribution to this big effort was, aside from pulling the pin on the grenade, was to talk with the neighboring towns of Cohasset and Hull. And that they, of course, felt more about it than we did. In fact, to the credit of Hull, more of their people showed up than our people did. So that's a testament to how badly people felt about the water company. But we started the process, and one of the things I told Liz Klein when she was running, I said to her, Liz, don't worry about what you don't know. Because somewhere in Hingham, there is somebody who's an expert on water or whatever other subjects you might encounter. And so with that as the background, I knew I just had to find the right people. So I found two at the initial thrust, one in the back, Ed Siegfried, who can make a spreadsheet sing. So I'd like to recognize Ed because he came up with these numbers that John Asher, whom you'll hear from after me, put into a model. Whatever that model was, I don't know, but it hasn't worked for me since I retired. But and the two of them started to, with the help of Kerry and John, started to wander our way through how do we get this started. So as I look back on it now, and I got my first water bill and I was so happy, except they forgot page 2. I only got page 1, but that's okay. It was a true measure of accomplishment, I thought, not for me and not for Laura, but for the town, because that's what makes Hingham what it is. So I take pride in that, and I would like to thank again all of you who are here and those who aren't for making this such a big success. I want you to know that one of the numbers I also deleted was a guy named Chuck Furlott. I think he was the only person never ever allowed to speak at Hingham. I don't know. But yeah, we can clap for him. He retired with a lot more money than anybody in this room. So I wanted to thank all of you again for that support, and I'm not over my time, I hope, Tom, but I just thought you'd be interested in hearing how a conservative capitalist became a communist. So,
very good. Thank you very much, Bruce. Our next speaker will be Mr. John Asher. In addition to his many roles in Hingham's local government, quite frankly, too many to name, John was tapped to chair the Water Company Acquisition Study Committee. And as such, we'll reflect on the acquisition from that perspective. So please welcome John Asher.
It's cooler with the mask off, I can tell you. I'm going to be brief. But I think it follows very naturally what Bruce said, and I echo his thanks. There are a lot of people in this room and a bunch not in the room that really helped make this happen. In preparing the report recently accepted by the Board of Water Commissioners about the history of the town's acquisition of the water company, I had an opportunity to review the many steps taken by the town during the 9-year time frame from the Board of Selectmen's meeting on actually the 13th of December in 2011 through the birth of the Weir River water system on the 31st of July 2020. And I would summarize that journey resulting in the largest financial transaction in the town's almost 400-year history in two words: improbable and impressive. While the Water Company Acquisition Study Committee, which I had no role in naming, unanimously concluded after a year's study that acquisition was both feasible and advisable, very few, if any, people would have predicted that the town would prevail over an unwilling Fortune 500 seller's multi-year, multi-million dollar PR campaign, definitely improbable. Likewise, after almost 5 years of litigation, the town's legal team secured a court ruling that lowered Aquarian's purchase price by over $100 million, as well as affirming that the water treatment plant had to be a part of the deal should the town vote to acquire. Two improbable rulings against an experienced, well-funded corporate legal team that had successfully fended off previous municipal acquisition attempts nationwide. However, thanks to the persistent efforts of an impressive array of town volunteers, employees, and retained experts, the town's study, litigation, and ensuing one-year deliberation resulted in town meeting 2019's vote far surpassing the necessary two-thirds threshold to authorize acquisition, both improbable and extraordinarily impressive. So looking forward, what's most pleasing to me is that after more than 1 year of operation, the Weir River water system is fulfilling the projections that we made throughout the study and subsequent deliberation. Our water company is financially self-sufficient, capital investment has increased, and communication and coordination with ratepayers and the staffs of the towns of Hingham, Hull and Cohasset have improved greatly. I'm very proud to have been a part of it, and I thank you all.
Excellent job as always, John. Thank you. So next we have Mary Power. Mary was in many ways the heart and soul of the acquisition process. She believed in the public benefit of municipal ownership from inception, and during her tenure on the select board, together with her colleagues on the board, shepherded the acquisition effort straight through to the transition of ownership. Mary's leadership throughout the process was vital to a successful outcome. So please welcome former select board member Mary Power.
Thank you. I think you're going to hear some similar themes to the previous two speakers, but you know, I really do appreciate everybody coming out today, because what we together accomplished was a really important and significant event in our town's history. Not only the successful acquisition, but the transition of a water system that is giving the citizens of Hingham, Hull, and North Cohasset greater stewardship over a precious and essential resource. Like John, I thought a lot about all the different events that brought us here today. And what struck me was there were really kind of four things that I think contributed to our success. First of all, we trusted the process. The late John Riley used to say, trust the process. The first time I heard him say it, I kind of thought, well, okay, I guess so. And in my experience in town government, it's three words that have stayed with me and guided me in so many different ways. In Hingham, we formed a Blue Ribbon Committee to study the question of acquisition. We gave them the resources and the independence to do their work. We had no preconceived notions and let the analysis inform our decisions. We kept all doors open, including offering for Aquarian to run the water system under town ownership. That was something that we put on the table early on, and we never took it off the table. We were patient with the litigation process that provided necessary information about the purchase price. We were opportunistic with the rate case, obtaining important information about public relations, spending, and capital investment that really bolstered the town's case for acquisition, and without which I don't think we'd be here today. When we were ready, we submitted warrant articles, which were thoroughly vetted by the advisory committee in an open public process. We held public forums, answered questions, listened to concerns, and even refined our approach based on citizen feedback, all the while demonstrating the civil discourse that has defined our town for so many years. And equally important, we weren't distracted by the onslaught of full-page ads, robocalls, mailers, signature gatherers outside supermarkets, and other public relations activities. The second factor for our success, we planned our work and we worked our plan. We had never done anything like this before. In a lot of ways, it kind of felt like we were building the airplane as we were flying it, and there were a lot of days when it seemed pretty foggy. And as John mentioned, with the help of dedicated volunteers, experts in the field, as well as dedicated town employees, we figured things out, like how do you run a water system when Aquarian still has got the day-to-day operational control? How do you fulfill the regulatory requirements that are necessary for the state to say you're ready to run this? How do you memorialize a transaction and make sure that the town's interests are always represented? And then on top of it, during all this, we had the pandemic that popped up. And so again, without sort of a plan and an approach, we really wouldn't have gotten very far. Thirdly, and John alluded to this, we did what we said we were going to do. I think integrity and trust are foundational to effective government. Hingham citizens remember the commitments we make to them, and appropriately, they hold us all to those commitments. So at the start of the feasibility study, the acquisition study committee set forth criteria for recommending a favorable purchase. They didn't make that recommendation until all those criteria were satisfied. Different members of the select board made commitments. We said that the acquisition wouldn't affect the town's AAA bond rating. We said that we would be able to spend more money in capital, that water rates wouldn't increase in the first year of operation. We made a commitment to form two citizen committees, including representatives from Hull and Cohasset. And we also made a commitment that after 1 year of ownership, we would begin to look at the long-term governance structure of this water system. To date, all of these commitments have been met, and I think that's noteworthy, especially when you consider that both within town administration and the select board, you've had turnover. We all collectively understand the importance of doing what we say we're going to do. And the fourth and most important reason is we, a word I've been using a lot. I remember one day talking to Jean Montgomery, who's our treasurer collector, and trying to figure out kind of, okay, once we borrowed the money from the investment community, how do we get the money to Aquarian, and then how do we kind of get the keys, and kind of how does all that work? And there were a lot of zeros on that purchase price, so we knew we really had to get it right. And Jean patiently explained everything, and I think I probably looked a little bit overwhelmed. And at the very end of the conversation, she kind of pulled me aside, and she said, "We will be ready when you need us, and we will get this done." And that was really kind of emblematic of the mindset of everybody involved in this effort, which is everybody here and many more people. Volunteers, staff, and external partners contributed time and expertise. You know, there were many people over the course of 9 years who made significant personal and professional sacrifices on behalf of this effort, many of which are not, you know, very publicly known. But as I think back, it's some of those contributions that I am particularly grateful for as a resident and a customer of the water system. We had citizens that stepped up to form an advocacy group that was so crucial to our success. Our colleagues in Hull and Cohasset at critical times stepped forward to speak to their support for the acquisition, again, at a time when there were questions about whether we could run a multi-community water system. And I think it's also important to recognize one other group that's part of this WE effort, and that is the dedicated men and women who ran our water system for 9 years during a period of great uncertainty. And let's also remember that as we were talking about the potential acquisition, there was a lot of uncertainty about people's livelihoods and people's employment. And the professionalism and the dedication of the employees, all of whom, by the way, we offered jobs to, and all but one who accepted an offer, was just so important because we had to demonstrate that town ownership would have a positive impact on service. You know, we may not be involved in an undertaking of this nature anytime soon. At least I think Tom Mayo really hopes that we won't. But let's also remember that the things that made us successful are applicable to additional undertakings. And you know, here in Hingham, we're always off to the next thing. We've got a lot of big, ambitious plans on the horizon. And it's my hope that the lessons that we all learned in the successful acquisition and integration of our water system will guide us going forward as we continue to work towards the betterment of our town. Thank you very much.
I keep forgetting to take this off when I get up here. I apologize. Thank you, Mary. Our next speaker is Mr. Jim Taylor. In addition to his behind-the-scenes efforts helping the town model and analyze the financial benefits of municipal ownership, Jim played a vital official role as well. Shortly after the vote to acquire the system at the 2019 annual town meeting, the select board appointed a group of engaged citizens to the Water Transition and Evaluation Committee to help the town navigate the transition period. So Jim was asked to chair this committee and has been instrumental in the committee's efforts since. So please welcome Jim Taylor.
Why couldn't I have gone before, Mary? I mean, seriously. Well, it's really my pleasure to be here today. I was sort of hoping it was going to be a Zoom meeting. I'm much more handsome on Zoom. As Tom alluded, my name is Jim Taylor, and I've had the pleasure of chairing the Water Transition and Evaluation Committee. It's comprised of a number of volunteers, including Joe Welch, Scott Sear, David Von Lasecki, and newly appointed John Asher to our committee. We really owe a tremendous amount of debt and gratitude to so many people, so many volunteers and staff, and so many people who contributed to where we are today. But I do want to recognize a couple of folks. First, Bruce, of course, had this dumb idea. and somehow we, dumb idea, but really it was a wonderful vision for the town, and I think that we owe him a big debt of gratitude. But more specifically, you know, John and Mary, they literally threw this project over their shoulder and carried it to completion. They spent thousands of their personal time and hours on this, and really, I'd like us all to thank them again for all of their efforts of getting us to where we are today. You know, I really believe that in the future, and future generations are going to look back on this and really be so thankful that the town had the wisdom and the courage and the bravery to move forward with this. And I hope that my name is listed in that history that John mentioned, delivering to the T-A-Y-L-O-R, John, just in case you're wondering. So Mary really talked about kind of bringing it to fruition, and it was really our committee and the work of many people in town that actually had to deliver. It's like catching the tiger by the tail. Now what do you do with it? You've actually got to deliver and build it. And it's a very complicated, as you can imagine, there's a lot of moving pieces to the water system and a lot that need to be accomplished prior to taking ownership and running it. The town was smart enough to bring in some experts to help. That included the folks at Environmental Partners, our engineering transition firm that were great and continue to be great partners to us. Jeff Nutting, who happens to be in the audience, also was brought in to lend his experience around municipal government and helping us develop the processes and the project plan that we really needed to follow in order to deliver and be up and running on day one. So some of the tasks that we needed to do to actually get us to where we are today. The first was picking out a name for the water system. You know, and we made the decision of going out and polling citizens and asking for input on that. And you can imagine some of the recommendations that came in and probably aren't appropriate to be discussed publicly today. I'll tell you about some of them later. But we got a lot, believe it or not, of Tom Brady water system, clearly before he moved to Tampa Bay. So. I'm glad we didn't go forward with that. But the select board was smart enough to pick the Ware River water system. We think it was a great selection and really emblematic of exactly, you know, the where that system comes from, who delivers it, and who benefits from it. We also developed the logo. I've never developed a logo before. So we hired some folks that helped us to do that. I hope you like it all. Hope you like the logo. I think that it's growing on all of us, and when you see it, I think you think about the Ware River water system, and that's exactly what we had hoped would happen. Some of the nuts and bolts, we had to develop a business plan. Environmental Partners led us through the process of developing a business plan that needed to be presented to the DEP for their approval. They weren't going to allow or approve the transfer of the license from Aquarian to the town until we could prove to them that we could handle and run the system. So that was a critical part of that. We also had to develop rules and regulations for the system. So we took what Aquarian had, took some best practices from other communities and tried to do the best we could. That will be a work in progress. It will always be updated with as we learn more and more about operating the system. And then clearly one of the most critical aspects to what we needed to do to prepare was to select the operator. So we had a very thorough RFP process. Suez quickly rose to the top on a lot of levels, and we're thrilled to partner with them as the operator for the system moving forward. Lastly, the selection of the water superintendent, which is the town employee responsible for the day-to-day operations of the system, is Russell Tierney. You've certainly, hopefully, you've all had a chance to meet him. We had a lot of very worthy candidates. Russell clearly was the right pick, and we continue to be really thrilled with all he does for the water systems and the ratepayers. So, as Mary indicated, it really was like flying a plane, changing the tires, maybe putting on a new engine while it was midair. And we all had to be ready for August 1st, or was it July 31st? I think it was August 1st. In any case, the keys were literally handed over mid-flight. So at one point, it's owned by Aquarian. The next minute, it's owned by the town. And what happens that weekend, of course, we had a major water main break, as luck would have it. But in any case, the folks at Suez and all the folks at work that kind of changed their W-2 form from Aquarian to Suez didn't skip a beat, and there was not a moment of concern. There was not a moment where the citizens received the highest quality and safety of water that they had come to expect. So overall, I think things have gone very smoothly. We have a lot of work to do. It's a work in progress. There's a lot of movement on the water system. There's things we're looking to change every day. You may have seen April 1st was the last bit of the transition where Aquarian turned over customer service and billing to Suez. So for the last really 5 months, the town has been fully in charge of every aspect of the water system. There's a lot of work to be done. You know, fortunately, there's a lot of folks that are helping, including the Citizens Advisory Board, which is a group of citizens formed with citizens from Hingham, Hull, and North Cohasset to really provide input and be the voice of the ratepayer. I think I saw Chrissy Roberts. Chrissy happens to chair that group. Oh, there you are, Chrissy. And we're thrilled to have the participation of that committee to continue to provide input to help us get better and improve. A couple things we're going to be doing over the next year or so you're going to hear about. We're in the midst of developing a master plan, which is to look at all aspects to the system, really do a thorough analysis, and then prioritize capital investment that needs to be done. So that's going to be hopefully done in the fall, which you'll see some news around. And then lastly, we're in the midst of a cost of service study, which is looking at the rate structure itself, hopefully simplifying it. If you looked at your bills anytime soon, it's like a labyrinth of confusion. We intentionally omit the second page for you, Bruce, because the more confusion, the better. We learned that from but in any case, all of us will be, it'll be a welcome addition. We have a simplified rate structure so you can actually understand what you're paying for and why. And then lastly, we'll be beginning to look at the governance. Is the select board still the right group of individuals that should also serve as the water commissioners? Should we look at a different structure? Now, frankly, we've owned the system, I've really been in charge of the system for a year and really 5 or 6 months. In totality, it's probably a little premature, but we're going to start our efforts now, and we'll most likely be looking at it mostly next year in terms of the governance system. But we're open to having any input. So in any case, it's really been an honor to be involved in this. It's been a labor of love and frustration for a lot of folks in this room. But again, I think that overall, this will prove to be a significant moment in acquisition for the town. So I thank you all. And I look forward to continuing to work on your behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Our next speaker and final speaker for the evening is our first, the town's first ever water superintendent, Mr. Russell Tierney, the guy who currently is holding that particular tiger's tail. Russell has a long history working with municipal water systems. His expertise and management skills have helped the system realize a successful first year of municipal ownership. Russell is fulfilling the promises made in the ramp up to the acquisition decision by town meeting by ensuring that ratepayer dollars are being reinvested at historic levels and that daily operations are running smoothly. So please welcome Mr. Russell Tierney.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. I think you guys were hiding Bruce from me the whole first year. I wish you had let me meet Bruce earlier, because I can't laugh real. I don't even know what to say right now about Bruce. You're awesome. You're a great person. And I agree with Bruce 100%. Who cares who I am? It's why am I here, right? So I'm starting to decide I don't care who I am either. So Bruce, thanks. You really made it easy for me today. And I just want to say one thing about Jim Taylor. Made me laugh up there, because my very first day here, I walked in the office, I sat down, I started doing some paperwork, and someone came in and said, there's a main break. And I'm like, yeah, all right, fine. Get in my truck, Main Street is underwater. I pull up, and one of the people from Aquarian, who is now a Suez employee, standing there by himself, hands me a broom, and then says, who are you? No, he just hands me the broom. So I knew right then and there we had the right people in this town, because anyone that just hands me a broom and says, here, sweep, I'm like, really? But I did. So we took care of it, and it worked out very well, and I'd like to thank them. I first want to thank Ware River Water System for giving me the opportunity to oversee and manage the transition of the water system. It was a monumental undertaking for everyone in this room that did all the hard work. Like Tom and everyone said so far, there's too many people to thank, but you all did an awesome job setting the tone and mapping out a plan to keep this water system successful for the future. I can't thank you enough for helping me, you know, along with that, and Mary used to scare me, but she doesn't scare me anymore for the first week. And especially, you know, we've seen some growing transition pains. We've worked through them. We've had a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions, but I'd really like to thank Suez for being a partner with me in this, and for the future, we're gonna all work together and make sure this is the best water system in the state. I tell them that all the time in every meeting we have, right, guys? The best, okay? I'd also like to thank the town entities of Hull, Hingham, Cohasset. I've worked with everybody in all the towns, and everybody's been so receptive in just letting me do what I need to do, but also being there to help me when I need it, so. And especially Jim Taylor and his group, because they really, like I said, they really mapped this thing out with Mary and everybody else, so. Again, the overall accomplishments have been very good. We transitioned all the existing field staff and treatment plant operators over to Suez. They're all still here today working. Developed and implemented a new billing system, customer service system. Again, you have little hiccups. People understood, a lot of people understood we'd have little hiccups, and we worked our way through it. It's working well now. We installed 2,800 linear feet of new water main in the first year. Because of all the things we had to do, I had to put a little bit of that off, but we will make it up in this year. So over the first 2 years, we will spend that $5.4 million in capital work. We designed new water mains in Hingham and Hull for this fiscal year. We worked closely with Cohasset. It appears that their hydrants had never been touched. So we worked very closely with them. We got them all inspected, and now Cohasset has some very nicely working fire hydrants along with Hingham Hall Cohasset. We are also in the distribution system. 46 of 56 defective fire hydrants were replaced this year. There weren't that many in Hingham. There were only 10 when I first started here. The rest were in Hull. So we worked very closely with the Hull Fire Department and got a lot of fire hydrants replaced in Hull. And I can proudly say that that list is down to about 12 or 15 at tops. So that was a big undertaking, and we took care of it. We did inspection programs, 17 gate valves repaired and replaced. We performed a thorough gate valve inspection program. We completed an extensive flushing program in zones 2 and 3. We're gonna work on zone 1 in the fall right now. Responded to 20 service leaks and 34 main breaks in the first year, which I've been in the business a very long time, and that's a lot. These people did a great job. All the field staff just took care of it. There were a few here and there. We had a few issues, but we took care of it and got it done. We performed leak detection survey throughout the entire town. We will do that again. And we replaced 500 aging meters in the system. So water meters are what is the revenue for us. It's also the counted water for us. We have to make sure those meters are working properly, so we replaced 500. And that's during COVID-19, which I think is great, a great job. Then for the big thing at the treatment plant, every well in the system was rehabilitated in the first year. We spent the money, got them all rehabilitated, got them back up to where they should be, and produced the amount of water that we need. The method of managing the Acrid Pond levels. If anyone saw Acrid Pond, I know we had a drought last year. We were in peril last year with Acrid Pond. We saw edges of Acrid Pond that we've never seen. Darren will be the first to say that's the lowest he's ever seen it. With the wells being rehabilitated and us paying more attention to Acrid Pond and keep an eye on it, and it's overflowing every day this year. So we continue to feed our ponds, our streams, and all those other waterways that we would take water from if we pull Acrid Pond too low. So that was another great thing. Filters 3 and 4 were completely rehabilitated. Everyone in this room should know that PFAS is a very big contaminant right now. We're proud to say that we're way below the limit, but we also want the plant ready in case we have an uptick of PFAS. So we had two of the filters completely rehabilitated to enhance that removal if we need it. We're going to work on the other two filters hopefully this fall. We've made significant upgrades to the water treatment plant by completely upgrading the SCADA system. The SCADA system was aging. It needed new screens, it needed new computers, it needed a lot of new things. And we put the money, investment into it so that the operators of the water treatment plant can do their job to the best of their ability. So that was a very big undertaking, and it worked. It was very tough for the water treatment plant operators because a couple of times it completely went down. They had to run the entire plant in manual, which they did, and none of you knew it. Okay? So that's how good of a job that they all did. And finally, we inspected and repaired the intake line at Akron Pond. Because it was so low, we actually had a chance to kind of waddle out there and see what it looked like, and it was broken. So we brought in a team of divers, they repaired it, put new screens on it, and now it's much needed where it needs to be that in that manner. I can't say enough for the people that are out there every day. In closing, the successes of this system would not be possible without the hard work and dedication of the water treatment plant staff, the distribution staff, and the maintenance staff that works in the field. All of us managers can manage all this on our own, but without those people with the boots on the ground, it wouldn't be as successful. So they deserve the biggest round of applause right now is those people in the field. So during a COVID-19 year, they kept servicing the 13,000 customers of the Ware River Water System without skipping a beat. And they did a fantastic job with it. So we should all be very proud of them. So I know I said in closing before, but I just again want to thank everyone for all the hard work they put into this, and the future looks very good for the Ware River Water System.
Great, thank you, Russell. So to paraphrase, I think, and as a town administrator, I feel I can do this, to paraphrase what Mary was saying, the message she got from Gene Montgomery those years ago, we got this. So that said, I think we have one last program, and then I have some closing remarks, but we'll do a special presentation that will be made by our current Select Board Chair, Joe Fisher, and Liz Klein.
So you've heard about this infamous report that John Asher prepared. This is it. And I'd like to read from the preface to that report, and these are John Asher's words. Shortly after the vote at annual town meeting 2019 to exercise the town's statutory right to acquire its water system, it became apparent that details of the ebb and flow of events over the then previous 10 years would soon be forgotten were they not preserved while memory was still fresh. Then chair of the Hingham Board of Selectmen, Paul Healy, repeatedly expressed his view that the town's lengthy study and deliberation should be documented for posterity. On June 22, 2021, the Ware River Water System Board of Water Commissioners unanimously voted to designate me, John Asher, as an unpaid temporary historian. You had to add that, unpaid, you know? So as an unpaid temporary historian to the board for the purpose of preparing and filing a report regarding the town's acquisition of the Hingham Water Company. As the chair of the Town Water Company Acquisition Study Committee from its first meeting in May 2012 through the committee's discharge by the Board of Selectmen in June 2019, I, John Asher, have been in a unique position to participate in or witness many of the significant happenings during the town's contemplation of potential acquisition and its ultimate realization. A great many people engaged in this years-long journey, and I have attempted to set down in this report their respective contributions as accurately and completely as possible. Any errors or omissions or commissions are unintentional. Maybe. The titles, roles, and terminology referenced herein are those in effect during the dates encompassed by the report. The town's vote in April 2019 was often characterized as a generational decision. It is with future generations in mind that this report is offered to the board. So on August, that's the end of its preface, on August 31st of this year, the Board of Water Commissioners officially received his report and voted to accept the report that was compiled by Jonathan, I didn't realize it's Jonathan R. Asher. This is an 83-page report, an incredibly thorough and detailed account that covers the period beginning from 1879, when the Water Company was originally formed, through to July 31st, 2020, when the transfer of ownership and operation from Aquarian to the town was completed, and the Ware River Water System officially began operation. So I can say, I'm going to be presenting this hardbound report to you, John, but I'd like to say on behalf of the current Board of Water Commissioners that all of us recognize the importance of maintaining and enhancing the Ware River Water System. We thank all those who made this possible, and Liz and I are here, and we collectively promise not to let any of you down. So John, come on up here.
That's really nice. That's very thoughtful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't want, spoiler alert, the ending, it's a happy ending.
Very nice. Thank you, Joe and Liz. So this ends our program. I'd like to thank you all for your hard and ongoing dedication to the town of Hingham. To formally end this event, it feels only fitting to ask Chrissy Roberts to perhaps move the previous question with her. Thank you all very much for coming. We'll be right back.